Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And let's never forget the website, ladies and gentlemen. That would be CraigJamesFinancial.com. It's not a great information. But you go on the site, log on, and pre-register for all these great webinars and events that we have been seeing, including Let's Talk. Next one, I believe, is on Thursday. We'll double-check that with Mr. Ferentino. Down yesterday, another good day. It's up 400 points the last two. 253 to be exact, 38.2 and change, the starting point. Futures off to a decent start, up about 88 points or so as we speak, as we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino. From the great Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Millville off of Broad Isle Road. And a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. How are you? Yeah, stocks kicked off. Good introduction. Thank you so much. Stocks really started the week on a good note after a tough week last week. As we reported yesterday, S&P lost 3%. They found, they got some footing on Monday and the U.S. overseas across the board. Maybe have something to do with some things that happened over the weekend, but certainly that got a big kick there, and we'll talk about that in a second. You know, we're starting to hear from some of these this morning. I think General Motors reported they're looking forward positive news in the future, which is great. General Motors, we're worried about them, the Magnificent Seven. We're still paying attention to that because they grew so much. Obviously, there's got to be a sell-off. I mean, there's a big, there's a lot of talk about Amazon, Netflix, Google, Facebook. Tesla itself is down half. I think its high was 300 in the last year, and it's at was 149 that I saw. Just basically decimating Tesla. Can't have a free speech platform. I think that's what the problem is. Mm. They're decimating, and they think it's going down a lot further. So, but you're starting to see some very good earnings coming in, and people guiding somewhat positive. Again, we only have a few in so far. But the Magnificent Seven is the one where everybody's focusing on, and we're starting to see how that will play out, Jay. You know, Jay, over the weekend, we didn't talk about it yesterday. I noticed that some aid was passed. That was the $61 billion package. Basically, it's the same package that the process started with months ago. If you look at it, Jay, I don't know if people know this, but there's an H.R. Bill 815, H.R. 8, Bill 815 was passed by the House of Representatives last year. And basically, as I pull up on the website here, H.R. 815 was a bill basically to help veterans. It was to get some corrections within the Veterans Administration. And somehow didn't make, when it got to the Senate, all the language, it was a veterans community care program, exactly what it was, and for other purposes. And when it got to the Senate, led by, I think, a person in New York here, one of the senators, and they stripped out all that language. And then it became something very, very different. So started out with $61 billion for Ukraine, and was just passed this over the weekend for $61 billion for Ukraine, some money for Israel, and a few other things. What are your thoughts on this, Jay? Because I think this kid, if the government keeps injecting money into the economy, particularly in areas, it's going to certainly help certain businesses, which then may lift the stock market. But out of curiosity, what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, we're caught between a rock and a hard place here. If we don't take care of Ukraine, they're going to fall. If we don't aid Israel, they're going to be in some trouble fighting all sides here. Speaker Mike Johnson has been getting the vitriol from the wonderful Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's not happy with anything. I would ask Ms. Taylor Greene if she had a beef with Kevin McCarthy, what it was. Because, quite frankly, this speaker's trying to do a job here. Very tough. You have a divided House. without question. A lot of people are sounding, I'm saying, hey, wait a minute. What about the border and everything else? But, you know, listen, technically there was a bill on the table. I didn't like the bill at all. But right now we can't mess around. You know, if we mess around, Putin's going to have his way and move further west. So we're caught here. And I think the right thing to do right now is to aid these two countries in order to help the fight. I think we have to at this point in time. Now, if we get a change in the presidency, that'll be another story. But this point in time, it is a must. Again, I want to see the border solved without question. I also want to know where the money's going to go as far as Zelensky and Ukraine, because we need a checklist as far as everything is concerned. Can't just be a handout all the time. We need direction as far as where those funds will go. But right now, we had to, and Johnson did the right thing.
Got it. All right. Well, for people that, you know, we're talking about spending, we had this, actually, believe it or not, Connecticut, I was just through Connecticut yesterday, the Connecticut passed a bill that increased on the average, everybody's utility bill by $30 a month. Just $360 a year. So we're talking about government spending. That's my backdrop. You know, Ukraine, what, how, you know, okay, great. That's, everything you said is fine, Jay. I mean, no issues with anything. My concern is I'm doing a presentation on Thursday night, Jay. And yeah. It's called Taxes in Retirement. And you're asking the American people to pay for a war, all this effort that's outside of the United States here. And maybe on short sight. Well, we are, because the government, you know, the Congress controls the purse, correct? So we have Taxes in Retirement on Thursday night, and we'll be talking about what happens if taxes go up in the future years, particularly after the Tax Cut and Job Act. We'll look at Social Security and how it's taxed. We'll look at capital gains and how it's taxed. And we'll look at your income and how it's taxed. And when you put the three together in retirement, how that becomes a toxic mix.
Yeah.
Our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. I'm sorry, Jay. What were you
saying? No, it's going to be a good one. And listen, there should be concerns with a lot of folks out there. There should be. There's a lot of questions. But I think, you know, we're kind of handcuffed here as far as Ukraine and Zelensky and everything else. We're handcuffed. It is a very, very tough period of time right now. In my estimation, we have no choice. We have to aid them. Otherwise, Putin will have his way. We can't allow that. We cannot allow that, at least until if a new president comes into play. So I understand everybody's contention with it. I have questions regarding those funds as far as where they're placed and everything else. But I can understand concerns. No question. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, the Veterans Community Act, there was nothing in there for veterans, which is, it started out as the Veterans Community Care Act. So I guess that's how things work here in Washington. All right.
Unfortunately, Craig, one last thing. You know, Mike Johnson's the whipping boy here. Unfortunately for him now, he needs to be a little more stronger in the position. He needs to shoot down all this nonsense from Marjorie Taylor Greene and a couple of others, because, listen, a divided House is not good for this country right now. We're already divided on Capitol Hill. We don't need a divided House of Representatives. So it is what it is. I like to get her the hell out of there, to be honest with you. That's a whole nother story.
Jay, thank you so much for your opinion, and we'll be discussing the consequences of all the spending in Taxes in Retirement. That's Thursday night, 7 to 8 p.m. That's an hour long with all your questions. We're going to be drilling it down, capital gains, income tax, and Social Security, and how all of them are taxed. And when you're handling all three, what your tax return could look like. And some ways, not just to give you the bad news, but some ways that you could avoid some of the pitfalls that we've seen. That's 7 to 8 o'clock. Go to CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. And if we're all good with the spending, then we got to talk about how we're going to pay for it. And that's going to be on the backs of everybody, all your listeners. You are the creditors. You're the good faith and credit of the United States. You're the ones that back the U.S. dollar. That's your good faith and credit, not a couple of people in Washington who are representing you. So we're going to be talking about that. It's this Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m., Jay. Have a great day. Thank you so much, pal.